end of this break. Don't even need a drink of water to make the headache go away. Give me a sugar pill and watch me just rattle down the street.
When problems overwhelm us and sadness smothers us, where do we find the will and the courage to continue? Well, the answer may come in the caring voice of a friend, a chance encounter with a book, or from a personal faith. For Janet, help came from her faith, but it also came from a squirrel. Shortly after her divorce, Janet lost her father. Then she lost her job. She had mounting money problems. But Janet not only survived, she worked her way out of despondency, and now she says life is good again. How could this happen? She told me that late one autumn day, when she was at her lowest, she watched a squirrel storing up nuts for the winter. One at a time, he would take them to the nest. And she thought, if that squirrel can take care of himself with a harsh winter coming on, so can I. Once I broke my problems into small pieces, I was able to carry them, just like those acorns, one at a time.
Your hair, straighten your curls. Well, your problems true that we love one another.
I love Jack White like a little brother.
Well, Holly, I love you too, but there's just so much that I don't know about you.
Jack, give me some money to pay my bills.
All the dough I give you, Holly, you've been using on pain pills.
Jack, will you call me if you're able?
I got your phone number written in the back of my Bible.
Jack, I think you're pulling my leg, and I think maybe I better ask Meg. Meg, do you think Jack really loves me?
You know I don't care, cause Jack really bugs me. Why don't you ask him now?
Well, I would, but man, I really just don't know how.
Just say, Jack, do you adore me?
Well, I would, Holly, but love really bores me.
Then I guess we should just be friends.
I'm just kidding, Holly. You know that I'll love you till the end.
Well, it's true that we love one another.
I love Jack White like a little brother.
Well, Holly, I love you too, but there's just so much that I don't know about you. Holly, give me some of your English love.
If I did that, Jack, I'd have one in the oven. Why don't you go off and love yourself?
If I did that, Holly, there won't be anything left for anybody else.
Jack, it's too bad about the way that you look.
You know I gave that horse a carrot so he'd break your foot.
Will the two of you cut it out and tell him what it's really all about?
Well, it's true that we love one another.
I love Jack White.
Well, Holly, I love you too, but there's just so much that I don't know about you.
Ooh,
that was
jolly good.
Is that jolly good?
Yeah, very nice.
Jolly good. Cup of tea then, Bruce.
Cup of tea.
Let's celebrate.
Stand up.
understand. I don't know about goodbye, but nothing fails but a try. Hey, stand up, tell me bye. What I told you, yeah.
Tuned in to CJM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. I'm Adam here with Dave, and we are playing some anniversary sets here, celebrating some milestone anniversaries, actually, for two fantastic records. Two records that, yes, I will say, were very popular, but these particular tracks never became hits, and I think would only be played on campus community radio stations like CJM, ending off with a pair of tracks from one of the most sultry and sensuous soul records of all time, but the legendary Reverend Al Green with 1973's Call Me. Dave, this record is smooth as silk, and it is dangerous as fire. It is one of the sexiest records I've ever heard, and I love having a chance to play some of this on air with you. We heard Your Love Is Like the Morning Sun and Stand Up. Dave, before Reverend Green, we heard a pair of tracks coming out of Detroit, a band that, again, very popular, had a sizable hit on this record, but two tracks that you're not really going to hear on mainstream radio.
Yeah, we heard a pair of tracks from White Stripes' Elephant, which just got like a 20th anniversary release. There was even a listening party at Third Man Records in Detroit today. Mm-hmm. We heard It's True That We Love One Another, which is an acoustic-based song. There's a few on this album, and
it features the legendary Holly Golightly.
Yes, the musician Holly Golightly.
Not the character from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
No.
Huge difference.
Holly Golightly's a UK musician. She was very well-versed in garage rock, and she was in quite a few bands, including one that was Billy Childish was involved with.
Was it The Headcoats?
Or it might have been The Headcoatees.
Yes.
But anyways... great musician as well, and it's cool that she was featured on this track along with Meg White as well and Jack. And then we started off with another track from Elephant, one of my personal favorites, Girl, You Have No Faith in Medicine.
And what I think is really cool, again, tying back into why CGM is important, the White Stripes, even though they did become this big crossover act, really cut their teeth on campus community radio stations. It was university and college radio stations playing their music that popularized them and got them that potential to verge into being a crossover act. And yeah, I remember the first time I heard White Stripes was not on a mainstream radio station, but was here on CGM. So I always love making that connection for this band and just highlighting the fact that not only does CGM highlight the music that is ignored mainly by mainstream radio, but also it sets trends in ways that are least to be suspected, because who would have thought 3 years before a single duo of a guitar and drummer from Detroit would have lighted up the charts? I don't think anyone in 1999 was suspecting that, and yet lo and behold, look where the White Stripes were just a few years later with this record.
Yes, and now they're humongous, but at the time they weren't. They were just kind of, they were getting popular. The album before that, they were kind of getting on more mainstream outlets. But this is what changed everything, this album, Elephant. And if you haven't heard it, you should go hear it, because you might have even heard half of the songs already.
You've probably heard one song way more than you wanted to. But, we digress. With that said, Dave, let's get into our final block of music here, where we're going to be opening up with some artists.
Yeah, we're going to start off with Paul Jacobs, who's now Montreal-based. Was in the band Pottery, and has done a lot of solo related things, and has a lot of music, and it's all really interesting. So we're going to start off with a track from 2016's I'm Into What You're Into, called With My Friends, and you're listening to it here only on CJAM 99.1 FM.